So I just wanted to talk a little bit about digesting the suttas this morning. Who has at least some experience with reading them, like 5 to 10 or so? Okay, pretty good. Some, that's good. So we're going to use them the whole retreat, like quite a bit. So it's a good opportunity to like really dig in and sort of learn how to break it down for yourself and digest it. Because it seems a little foreign or puzzling sometimes if you haven't had much exposure. There's all that repetition, and sometimes the translations are kind of awkward or like enigmatic, even in English. You're not sure what they're just saying. So, and there's all that cultural stuff too. Ancient Indian similes and things might not always translate so well. So the way I look at it is, if you boil it all down, it's kind of just the Buddha's whole point is to help us know what we're doing in our practice so that we can make good progress. And it's really, there's such a treasure when we dig into the suttas. There's so much there. And really kind of, without getting too scholarly, just learning how to make them apply to our own lives and situations is really useful and important. And like, we have suttas study kind of weekly at our place that wouldn't be the same without the people coming, really discussing, digging it in, giving them their own examples from their lives. And also having really good teachers is important. Other people who have a lot of practice under their belt and a lot of their own experience with the study and also their practice is kind of really makes it much richer and much more real for us. So it's good to find a group that's doing it if you want to at home. And there's this scholar book that I think most of you probably have heard of, Bhante Mallya. And I like his simile. He says that it's kind of, meditation is kind of like eating, and you take in the suttas. How's it go? You're meditating, and that's like the food that you're eating. And then the knowledge you gain from reading the suttas and studying them is like the digestive juices that help you break it down, break down your meditation, and actually be able to use the nutrients from it. So it's kind of nice, but I like that you can flip it around too and say that the knowledge you gain from the suttas is more like taking in the information, it's more like the eating part. And then the meditation helps you break down that knowledge, and then you get insight out of it instead. So it's kind of a cool simile to play with in your head. And then if you really want to make progress, you do need both. And you can't just like eat the good food and then not have enough of the good digestive juices from the suttas to help you break it down. So you're not going to get as far, you're not going to get the kind of liberating insight and progress with just the meditation. I think a lot of people are really interested in meditation, and then it falls a little short without that input from the Buddha's teachings. And we want to use the suttas because they're as close to the original source as we have from the Buddha. So you hear a lot of things from commentary or Abhidhamma or other sources, and teachers will bring that in because sometimes it is elucidating. The suttas might be a little confusing here and there, and some of that helps understand it better. But you gotta kind of be careful not to believe it if it's not straight from the suttas, because people are interpreting and adding things later. And if it helps you understand it better and it's practically useful in your practice, then great. And if not, just don't worry about it too much. Yeah. And something we talk about this often is like, there's a website called fakebuddhaquotes.com because there's all this like stuff flying around you see online and printed things too. It's like the partially true ideas and quotes that are kind of like patched together from here and there, and it's like this Frankensteinish meme that they're calling Buddhism, and it's just like, So plug in fakebuddhaquotes.com. That guy's thorough in his research. You can find some good stuff on there. So if you have any doubt, you can check there. It's good. Yeah. So then looking at the suttas a little bit from yesterday, the one about the Buddha's son, I find so relatable, where the Buddha's given his 18-year-old son a talking to, or kind of being a little arrogant or whatever about his looks. And it just seems so real and relevant now and relatable. And then, like, the one from last night is a little harder to take in. It's like talking about gradual training for monastics. And it can seem a little like, well, I don't know if I need to go there, or what exactly all that repetition is about, or, you know, some of the similes again. So it's like paring down the repetition and just looking for the difference in each of the paragraphs that are the same can help help you not get bogged down in it and feel like, I don't know about this. So just look for the differences and take the time to try to understand the similes. Even if it's like confusing, you can always listen to different teachers online. I do that myself. I'll like Google or watch YouTube for Bhikkhu Bodhi's sutta discussions, sutta classes, because sometimes it's ancient Indian context that I have no idea about and it doesn't really seem to work for me. And then he'll say something, it's like, oh, that's how I use that now. Okay. Okay, it's still relevant. It's good. It's good. And yeah, also like a lot of the time to just kind of sit with some of the confusing ideas and contemplate them in meditation instead of trying to analyze it, because it doesn't always work. And it's more about letting things arise and the feelings that come up for me around it. The similes, like there's a feeling tone to it that does resonate, even though I don't mentally grasp it maybe all the time. So just learning how to use your intuition and your contemplation can be useful too. It really is worth the effort. It's like if you really learn how to use it, how to use the suttas and the ideas in it, so much more insight can come from your practice with the just informational. It seems kind of dry and like information, but really applying it in your meditation, in your life, so much insight can hit you later when you're not really expecting it. Yes, but I think that's about it. It's just really worth digging into them and giving it all you've got, especially during this retreat. And you have the opportunity to ask a lot of questions during the group meetings and individual interviews if you want to. So, yeah, good time to dive into the suttas, especially since we're going to be doing it a lot.